The school district received 850 antigen tests from the state. They're being distributed to families on a case-by-case basis when students are exposed to someone who's COVID positive. Juneau School District Superintendent Bridget Weiss says so far this month, that's happened about 6 times.
In each of those cases, we were able to eliminate the need for students to quarantine. And so far, none of those tests have come back positive.
In the past, when unvaccinated students were exposed, they had to stay home from school for 7 days. They would get a PCR test on day 5 to make sure they were clear, and they could return to school on day 8. Until recently, all elementary school students were unvaccinated, which meant frequent quarantines for classes in those grade levels. Now, when unvaccinated students are exposed, the family can decide whether they'd like to quarantine or pick up antigen tests to use for the week instead.
We give them to the parents when we notify them that their child was a close contact, and they test their child before school. With a negative on that antigen test, then they can send their kid to school.
Juneau Public Health still suggests those kids stay away from community activities during that time. If the student develops symptoms at any point during that period, they have to get a PCR test instead. They're also required to get a PCR test on day 5, even if they don't develop symptoms. If that leaves you wondering what the difference is between an at-home antigen test and a PCR lab test, you're not alone. Juneau Emergency Manager Robert Barr says a PCR test is much more sensitive.
By sensitive, I mean it requires a lot less of the virus in the sample to return a positive result, whereas an antigen test is not as sensitive, so you need more of that virus on the specimen in order for it to return a positive result.
So a PCR test will detect COVID sooner than an antigen test, but Barr says that doesn't mean antigen tests aren't as good.
It's generally thought that the amount of viral load that you need to be infectious correlates pretty well with the sensitivity of antigen tests. So while a PCR test might detect you a little bit sooner, even before you're infectious, antigen tests are pretty good at detecting you once you are infectious.
Both tests require a nasal swab. The hope is that as more students get vaccinated and as long as they don't show any symptoms, fewer families will have to worry about testing at all. During the first round of city-run vaccine clinics for children 5 and up, 648 kids received a shot. Second dose clinics for those children will begin the Monday after Thanksgiving. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.